765-6000, and now part six of the history of telephone entertainment.
Steven Z. Blue Point, and a few tapes later, Brian thought that he should have one, so as a complete surprise to me. We're doing the tape, and all of a sudden he calls himself Brian W. Feedback. And I don't know, the letter spit for some reason.
The result.
Oh, yeah? You missed your cue.
Continuing with the factual news, a Tanzanian magician, Andrea Lagondo Bazimakiko, was performing for children in the central Tanzania when he asked for a volunteer from the audience to participate in a dagger-stabbing illusion. A willing youngster was covered with a blanket, and after chanting magic words, Bazimiko stuck a knife through it. The volunteer was hospitalized for deep stab wounds in the stomach, and Bazimiko was placed in prison. Source of news, UPI.
Well, look who's bringing the Valley News in North Hollywood. Believe it or not, Paul Mack likes his Valley News carrier route because he likes meeting people, earning money, and having responsibility. His ambition is to become a movie actor. Films are his hobby, and he makes his own Super 8mm sound films. He has his own film library of more than 60 old-time movies, and he also enjoys golfing. Boy, him and Michael Hollywood get along. Paul will be a 10th grader at Belmarine Jefferson High School, wherever the hell that is. Good friend of Bob Hope. Right. Become a Valley News carrier route of your own. Perform some magic.
This weekend on Fun Phone, Stu decides that he's going to tackle with the big-time credit card companies in the episode we call The Credit Card Caper. That's this Saturday and Sunday on Fun Phone on Feedback. Feedback News continues now with the gossip and Stephen Z. Blueblatt.
Well, on the international scene, dictator Idi Amin has been successfully exiled from the South African country of Uganda. Although Uganda troops were worried about Amin trying to seize control again, a recent news conference revealed that Idi Amin actually wanted to leave the country, reportedly so that he could spend more time with his South African zygote line. He is now changing the tapes every 20 minutes and is really enjoying it. The crazed leader said, quote, ha ha, I most like one about kids' trip to San Francisco where he presses all buttons. Ha ha, funny stuff. Well, whatever. Yeah, he was unavailable. I don't know. Well, guess what, Brian? That's it.
That's the best news I've heard in years.
And now back to North Hollywood, where people are ringing Brian's input line off the hook.
Feedback is a great line. Feedback is a great, Brian's a great person. He's a
very talented young man.
What is it exactly that makes feedback so great?
Brian's personality.
So in other words...
And his knowledge of what to do, his... the way he knows how to put a tape together.
So in other words, the quality of the line all depends on the runner.
I could say that, yes, because the runner's responsible for keeping his machines going, for making the tapes, for choosing which comments are to be played on the line, etc., etc.
Feedback, I came to know about the same time. He had been up, since August, and I wasn't calling the lines at all at that time. And I ended up talking to him through the watchtowers, and I talked to him more and more often. I started calling the line, and he was trying out different things at that time. And at that point in time, I really couldn't get much into the lines, at least not till I started my own. I didn't realize what the problems were, the idea of the line was. I'd heard a line, a comment line. I didn't know what was what. I didn't until I started my own, really. And that was all trial and error.
I was up in Canada when feedback first started, so I didn't know about it. When I came back, I was told of it, and it was running records and routines, and I don't remember all. It was running mainline. It ran one mainline tape continuously. He called me up once when I was running my forwarding service, when I was forwarding to Party Line up in the valley, and we talked a little bit, and I thought he was a pretty good guy, and I didn't think his line would elevate as well as it has, and I do like it. When it runs comments, it does well. In fact, it's the only line that's ever done the idea of the news.
Right.
I think there's something about every line. They always have something that nobody else does that makes them original.
What does your line do that makes you original?
I haven't figured it out yet. I change tapes every other day. Maybe that's it.
Feedback was also an outlet for the wrong number, at least until...
You have reached the wrong number. We regret to announce that this service has been discontinued. Well, I'll tell you, we didn't have fun, phone. We haven't had the feedback news, but I'll tell you what we're going to have. We're going to have a dump quiz. Well, a dump quiz with the old feedback theme in the background in the studio tonight is, how old is it? It is so old that it was back 2 years ago when feedback began, right, Steve?
On a stone record, right?
That's Steve Blueblind. Also here is a resident expert on dumb quizzes, Nate North Hollywood. You might have spoken with him on conference if you were misfortunate enough. And unfortunate enough? Anyhow, why don't, Nate, you explain exactly what a dumb quiz is?
Go ahead.
It's a conference with questions.
That's
real good. We'll tell you that it's going to be tonight, Monday night, beginning at 8 p.m., and this is what happens. At 8 o'clock, a tape will go on. Let's see, four of the numbers, they being 982, 765, 982, 5, and what's the last one? 98 and 99, the Van Nuys line, okay?
Right.
Now, and plus whatever else might be forwarding over here. What happens is at that time, there'll be a tape going on which will have nine questions on it. Nine questions. After you hear the questions, one of us will magically pop onto the line and ask if you have an answer to one of the questions. At that time, if you do have an answer, you give it to us. If you get the answer wrong, you are immediately dumped and you have to redial and listen to the questions again. Or you can go research some of the questions. My music ran out, so we'll just magically push review. There we go. That's called a Bernay edit with the cassette. Okay, where were we? Okay, you get dumped if you get the question wrong. If you get the question right, we give you a word. Now, that word is part of a phrase. As you get each question right, you get more words to that phrase. The first person then to call up 982-6 with the correct complete phrase is the winner of the dump quiz. All right? And, of course, then we have no name, and at that time, you'll win an album. And we'll tell you more about that tomorrow night. In the meantime, any questions on the dump quiz will be answered between 7:30 and 8, and they're laughing.
tomorrow night, and the dump quiz will start at 8. After dump quiz will be conference.
Conference?
Yes. Anything else you want to add?
Hello.
Goodbye. This tape will repeat.
The History of Telephone Entertainment will continue with Part 7 beginning Monday, October 13th.